You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm Todd Gleason, coming to you from the Extension Conference at the iHotel today in Urbana-Champaign. We're now joined by Drew Lerner. He's at World Weather in Kansas City. Hey, Drew, thanks for being with us again today.
Yeah, not too bad of a day for some folks, but it's winter across a big part of the country, I think, right now.
Well, let's start with that, because we do have kind of some rough weather, even in our part of the world, that's going to be coming in. Can you tell me a little bit about that, and then maybe we'll check in on some other places?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a low-pressure center that's headed into the lower Midwest over this next 12 to 24-hour period. We will end up seeing some substantial wintry precipitation types occurring across the region. Central and southern Illinois will likely see widespread snow, along with easternmost parts of Missouri. Portions of Indiana will likely see a little mix of freezing rain and snow, and some sleet perhaps, and some rain in the far south. And Ohio will see rain and snow too. All this will end up going up to Michigan, and we'll see a bigger storm in the northeastern United States. Snow accumulations in the heart of the Midwest will probably run from 1 to 4 inches, with an area that might get 4 to 6, maybe something even a little bit greater. And that does include parts of central Illinois and west central Indiana. This is the last of the bigger storms for a while, though. And then we'll see another surge of cold air coming down this weekend, but it shouldn't be preceded by much significant moisture.
Yeah, that cold air dropped us, I believe, here to about 16 degrees last night, but that's pretty widespread across the whole of the nation, or the middle part of the nation, where we have winter-seeded crops. Is it creating any problems?
Well, a lot of concern, let's put it that way. So far, there hasn't been much in the way of threat of winter kill, with the exception of maybe eastern portions of Montana, western North Dakota last weekend, where temperatures fell near and below zero with no snow on the ground. But the concern is really in hard red winter wheat country and in soft wheat in areas in the Midwest, where our crops are not fully emerged. In fact, some areas have not finished planting. And the unemerged crops, of course, are faced with some very cold soil temperatures right now, and germination couldn't occur if it wanted to in some locations. We'll warm up a little bit the next 2 days and then get cold again this weekend. So the odds of seeing any significant wheat development in the next 5 to 6 days is pretty low. But later next week, we will warm up a little better, and perhaps we can stimulate some better conditions for that crop.
And finally, did I see that Argentina was getting rainfall? And by that, I mean a lot of rainfall?
Yes, it certainly has. Over the weekend and on Monday, rain totals ranged anywhere from 3 to 6 inches in general, and there were some local totals that got upwards to around 11 inches. And that was over some important crop areas in the eastern part of the country, east central and some interior northeast parts of Argentina, completely saturated right now. Rivers and streams are over the banks. There's a lot of standing water in fields. We're concerned that some replanting will be necessary for some early soybeans that were planted, and maybe some corn and sunseed will have to be replanted. On top of all that, the winter wheat crop is being harvested, and it's in its final stages of maturation in central areas of the country, and this rain was ill-timed. With a little bit more coming up in the next week, we're probably going to see some quality declines there for that crop.
Hey, thanks so much for taking the time with us today.
You bet. Have a good day.
You too. That, of course, is Drew Lerner. He is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. He joins us on this Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report. Visit our website, willag.org, or farmassetsconference.com to pick up your tickets for next Tuesday's big event in Normal, Illinois. The cost is just $40. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.